This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Best Buy. This is Valerie. How may I help you?
Hi, Valerie. My name is Nina at XPO Logistics. I'm calling to get a breeze code and see can we get this order rescheduled for tomorrow.
Can I get the order number?
That order number is 654-022-69.
Okay,
Matina and Sari.
Hold on while it loads up. Tina, sorry, on Addison Avenue in Lombard?
Yes. And this order continually is being rescheduled because of time frame conflict. The customer says she gets home at 4 o'clock after 4 every day. And the same technician said the same thing happened before. I told her we can't confirm the time frames because they route them the night before. Now she says she couldn't get you the store on the line. She's upset about that. And upset about keep rescheduling. Because the technician went out today, it was not at home code.
Okay.
And this is the second time. So are we able to get it scheduled for tomorrow for her?
Well, everything is scheduled out for delivery on your end.
Because the technician put it in pending client reschedule because of the not at home code.
See, everything's showing scheduled out for delivery. I don't know that we can. I mean, are you able to go in there and do that?
Because it's impending client. Oh, my.
Not sure if it's going to let me put it into a reschedule, because if I do that, usually, for it to truly get rescheduled, the technician would have to bring back the product. Because usually, if it's on your end, then you can put it in and reschedule it because the technician has the product.
Because the but now that we know that the technician has the product, and this is the same tech that's probably going to go out to her house tomorrow.
Is there any chance that he can go after 4?
Nope, because he said he'll be way out of her area.
Well, if I put the order into reschedule, which I can try to do, but I think it's going to be the same issue.
So let me ask you this. If I If I schedule it for tomorrow, would you be able to see that?
I don't believe so.
Because once it's put in pending client, you have to, oh man, this is.
Because a lot of times when you guys schedule something in your system, it doesn't necessarily show up in our system because you guys are the ones that did the scheduling. Does that make sense?
Yes. And see, right now it's in pending client reschedule. So anytime it's in that status, we can't schedule it.
Well, I can put it into a pending reschedule. Right now, it just says scheduled out for delivery. But give me a second. I'll go in there and switch it. But the thing is I'm almost positive that we're not going to be able to reschedule it.
Because it's in transit.
Because it's in transit, and he has to bring back the product to get it checked back in. But then kind of
and that'll be in the morning.
We want him to do it right. And it defeats the purpose of him, since he has it, to just do it tomorrow.
That is so crazy.
So so do you want me to put it in pending reschedule?
I mean, I want it rescheduled for tomorrow. Oh goodness. So there's nothing that can like grandfather like for schedule for tomorrow. So he won't have to bring it back.
Right. That's why I was saying if you could update it and show. Hold on. Let me just. I'm gonna switch everything back to scheduled and see what it and see have you refresh and see if it changes anything. Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, so refresh it and see what you see.
Okay. I mean, it still says pending client reschedule.
Is there a way, do you guys have a contact person for the area manager like that you guys work with or no? For Best Buy or no?
Yes.
I'm wondering if maybe they could force it in for tomorrow because.
That's a great idea. I'm going to, let's see.
Because being that it's in transit, I can't do anything. I'm not sure what they can do, but see if they have some way of making it work. Because if he has the stuff and he's able to go tomorrow, you know, or at the very least have them go and then we complete it on the back end after.
Yes. Okay. Hold one moment. It looks like it's letting me do it. Oh, I'm going to go out on the limb.
Fingers are crossed. Fingers are crossed.
I'm going to put due to continued time frame conflict. Customer is basically demanding reschedule for tomorrow. Tomorrow is
the 30th. It's a,
this
Saturday.
Month is almost over. Oh,
quick,
my
right?
Goodness.
It went so fast.
Let's see. Cross my fingers. I got it open for tomorrow for the install.
Ooh.
Let's see what the delivery like me to.
And the team has that availability tomorrow?
I mean, the system wouldn't let me put it in if they didn't have it.
Okay.
Let's see, I have it set up for tomorrow. I'm going to notify the region and the technician.
And that way he can just leave all the product on his vehicle.
And yeah, I'm gonna put a Hail Mary. Do not return, deliver, please. Okay, attention, tech, please do not return the units rescheduled for tomorrow, and put please deliver to customer.
Pretty please.
Oh, he's going to deliver. No, why? Because he's tired of going to the customer.
Going there and no one being there.
Oh, good. And he's like one of our best techs, so he'd know I'm on it.
Oh,
for
that's
him.
Good. Good one, okay. We got good ones, you know.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Me, he's probably been here longer than me. When I first got here, Nacho was here. So he's been here, and I've been here about 8 years.
Oh,
he was
wow.
here before me.
That's good. That's really good.
And then we know how the system goes. So they can say, why are you scheduled? Well, because me and Valerie were working together, and we need to get this customer taken care of. Captain. Make it happen, Captain.
Yeah.
That's why they know me. I'm wordy. So I got everything on here.
Awesome.
To make sure. And this is. And so I got everything set up. The regional manager will get it. The notification for the technician and my supervisor team.
Perfect.
Okay. And may I have a breeze code?
Yes. It is 257-136-986.
257-136-986.
136-986.
That's what I have.
Yes, perfect.
And I also put on here, I was able to reschedule for tomorrow with DOD assistance. Because that means you granted me approval to it. Because they're real snippy on my end. We're supposed to go 3 days out, but this is a recurring issue that needs to be resolved.
Yeah.
I'm going to put granting approval. Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Valerie.
You are very, very welcome. I'm so glad that you, you know, were able to get it to go through. I'm excited. Our fingers crossing made a difference.
Whew. Oh, yes. Definitely. Okay. Well, thank you.
Hope you have a great day.
Oh, and you also, this is Nina at XPL. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.